I'm Assistant News Director Nathan Cones with your Week in Review for Sunday, September 8th. The top headlines from our listeners. At number 10, authorities deal with three separate vehicular incidents on Tuesday in Carroll. Most of those accidents were minor. You can find the details online at 1380kcim.com. At number 9, one man eluded authorities after fleeing his vehicle on Thursday night. The other person involved in that incident was captured, but one of the suspects did manage to escape briefly. At number 8, burglary charges have been dismissed in Carroll County District Court for a man accused of a multi-state burglary spree in 2015. Those charges were dismissed because the statute of limitations in Iowa for burglary is 3 years, and the incidents occurred 4 years ago. At number 7, authorities released details on a semi and SUV accident Friday in Glidden. One person was airlifted to a Des Moines hospital with serious injuries following that accident. At number 6, a Glidden woman rolls car on a gravel road south of Carroll. The injuries sustained were minor, but the vehicle was damaged extensively. At number 5, authorities asking for the public's help in searching for a missing Remsen woman. That woman was later found in Vermont. She was found in good health and had traveled to the other side of the country of her own volition. At number 4, three women have been charged with disorderly conduct for a fight at a Carroll show club last weekend. The fight was minor, not a big deal, but they have been charged again with disorderly conduct. At number 2 on our list, a driver was airlifted to a Des Moines hospital with serious injuries from the semi and SUV accident on Friday. That is the same story that I mentioned early on. Just more details were released on that particular case. And finally, our top story from the past week, one person was airlifted and two others treated at St. Anthony Regional Hospital for injuries that were sustained in Monday in an accident near Glidden. The incident involved a utility vehicle going into the ditch and striking a pole and then rolling. Two of the people were ejected. One individual was not. The one who was not ejected, at least not fully, was transported by helicopter to Des Moines. And that wraps up your Week in Review. For all of these stories and many, many more, be sure to check us out online by following us on Facebook and Twitter or on the web at carrollbroadcasting.com. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.